President Bush and his fellow leaders of the NATO alliance are in Istanbul, Turkey, where they will seek consensus on how to restore peace to Iraq. Hanging over the NATO summit is the kidnapping of three Turkish workers in Iraq, as well as two bomb blasts in Turkey this past week. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. I asked him about the measures in place to protect the NATO leaders.
Security is always tight at these things, but this one seems especially so. And there are armored vehicles everywhere. There are 20,000 Turkish police and military out patrolling, especially in the areas where the leaders are going to be. One other story, too. Air Force One landed here with the president on it. The plan was for the president and his staff and the press pool to motorcade to the hotel, the secure hotel where he'll be staying. Well, everybody got off of Air Force One, piled into the motorcade as planned. Then the motorcade drove out and just drove around to the back of the airport where there were helicopters waiting. And again, because of security concerns, the choppers then took the president and his entourage up to the secure hotel rather than risk driving through the streets.
While NPR's Don Gagne is with the president, the BBC's Johnny Diamond is out on the streets of Istanbul.
Well, it's a relatively sort of quiet Istanbul, to be honest, because much of the city, certainly where I am now on the European side, has been closed down, effectively sealed off. Many people seem to have decided it's not really worth their while coming out of their homes or trying to travel through the city because, as I say, so many of the major streets and arteries of the city have been closed off.
Have you seen any protests on the streets?
It's been pretty limited, and I think that's really because the Turkish police and security forces have made the decision that they are not really prepared to tolerate much in the way of open protest. Over on the Asian side of the city, across the Bosphorus, from where I'm sitting now, there was a demonstration, certainly thousands strong, but there haven't been the kind of mass demonstrations we saw in, say, Seattle or Genoa or some of the other large-scale demonstrations that have been around the world when these kind of meetings have been called.
How are Turks reacting to the kidnapping of the three Turkish workers in Iraq?
I think there's a fair amount of concern. These aren't the first Turkish citizens to be kidnapped. It's a certain unfortunate timing given the NATO summit and the fact that the eyes of the world are on Turkey. The demands of the kidnappers are, you know, entirely unrealistic and have been comprehensively rejected by the Turkish government. These demands, you know, really are the severing of commercial ties between Turkey and Iraq, and that's simply not going to happen. But in general, I'm sure there's a lot of concern over the capture of these men and a lot of people being, a lot of hope being expressed that they will be released without any injury.
Okay, the BBC's Johnny Diamond in Istanbul. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrea.